Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on this very special Good Friday edition of our weekday podcast. You know, I think the question has to be asked every year, what's so good about Friday? What made it good? Well, I think it's difficult for us to understand, but for Christians, Good Friday is a most crucial day. There's no Easter and resurrection without Jesus' death that he willingly gave at Calvary. Christians have proclaimed the cross and the resurrection of Jesus the Lord to be the decisive turning point for all of creation. And in so many ways, even folks that are not believers understand that we split time in half because of Jesus' death. Paul considered it to be of first importance that Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and was raised to life on the third day, all in accordance with what God had promised all along in the Scriptures. In 1 Corinthians 15:3, Paul makes sure that we understand that it was of first importance to him that Jesus died for our sins. On Good Friday, we remember that. He wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:3 these words, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." Oh my stars, that's a beautiful thing. It is the recognition that truly what's happening here is we have the most important thing in the world. Well, still, why call the day of Jesus' death Good Friday instead of Bad Friday or Black Friday or something like that? Well, some Christian traditions do take this approach. In German, for example, the day is called Karfreitag, or Sorrowful Friday, which I could see that, and developed from an older name, God's Friday. Well, regardless of the origin, the name Good Friday is entirely appropriate because the suffering and death of Jesus, as terrible as it was, marked the dramatic culmination of God's plan to redeem and save his people from their sins. Good Friday is good because as terrible as the day was, it had to happen for us to receive the joy of Easter. The wrath of God against sin had to be poured out on Jesus. That is such a beautiful and yet sorrowful perspective because honestly, folks, that doesn't have to happen unless we are full of sin. The wrath of God against sin. Without that awful day of suffering and sorrow and shed blood at the cross there at Calvary, God could not be both just and the justifier of those who trust in Jesus. Paradoxically, the day that seemed to be the greatest triumph of evil was actually the death blow in God's gloriously good plan to redeem the world from bondage. In Romans chapter 3, verse 26, Paul writes this, "He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus." My friend, let the power of the risen Christ demonstrate his righteousness in your present moment so as to be just, and let him be the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. It is Good Friday, my friend, because Jesus the Lord, both just and the justifier, is all yours when you claim faith in him and him alone. It is Good Friday. I look forward to seeing you this evening for our services at 7 p.m. if you live in, near, or around Sugar Hill Church. And then, of course, on Sunday morning, we'll have an outdoor service in the Sugar Hill Bowl at 7, have a service at 9 o'clock in our worship center. We'll gather again at 11 o'clock in the worship center in Sugar Hill Espanol. We'll meet in our chapel and then have another very special service at 5 p.m. on Easter Day. I hope you are ready for the Justifier to do a great work in your life on this Good Friday. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.